What's going on, everybody? This is Tony, your DM for the Dirty 20. We are going to be doing a very short and very, very important and very straightforward episode or bonus episode here for today. I have my friend Eli, who you all guys know as Norbit, and Rhaegar is also here with me. Hacksaw is currently at work at the moment, so he was unable to be here for this. But we wanted to take the time to go in and make a very short, very simplified episode discussing the events that happened with Qadira in episodes 2 and 3. Because it was brought up by a certain individual who I will not name for their sake. That they were questioning about if we were joking about transgenders, and I felt the need to go in and explain this a little bit better so that our listeners will get a better understanding as to the process of how all of that went about, as to not have anyone feel like that we're trying to offend them or joke around about something that should not be joked about. So in the question of Qadira by me was originally designed as a female character. She was designed to have the intelligence of basically a 3-year-old. She was not smart at all. And her brother is just as unintelligent, to say the least. They were supposed to be simple-minded and straightforward and not have any type of knowledge of anything other than that they are to serve the clan and do exactly what they're told. So my friend Eli here willingly decided to take on that role, even though that he necessarily didn't want to. Because I spent the better part of almost a month looking for somebody to take on that role, and I looked for females specifically take on that role so that I could give Eli like skits or somebody that he would be more comfortable playing as a male character. But unfortunately, none of the people that we contacted were available or wanted to participate. So Eli bravely took on this role, in my opinion, and played it in such a way to where that it still fit with that character, with the fact that this character was unintelligent, but he took it in a way that I didn't expect, and it kind of led to where now questions are being asked, and I feel like we need to sit down and explain it. So, Eli, just take a moment to kind of explain your side of your process on that, and then we'll kind of discuss it a little bit.
So, as Tony said, basically, I'd never played D&D before this, right? So I was completely new to all this, and essentially what happened is we did the first 2 episodes with Norbit and all them, as you should be aware. And basically, I got slapped a couple of characters in front of me and went, choose. I didn't know nothing about them except their names, right? Well, no, I didn't even know that, if I'm remembering correct. One was a mage, and one was a monk, was it?
Yeah, so the ones that I sent you 3 characters because one of them had already been chosen, which was Hacksaw's character. Yes. Hacksaw had chose before you. And I gave you the 3 options of the characters. And then you specifically,
you chose Qadira.
Yes. And you chose that. And then I think, if I remember correctly, that I did message you on DM saying at one point that, hey, just so you know, Qadira is a female. And that if you don't want to play this role, then don't play it. And then if memory serves me right, your response was that, okay, well, if you can't find someone to play this role, then I'll play it. But I don't know how to play a female character. And I said, okay, well, I ended up not finding anybody. So you ended up taking that role and then forgot that it was a female.
Yeah, I was just about to say, so I don't have the greatest memory when it comes to anything. I tend to forget things very quickly. So when we'd start, by the time all that had happened, that was like a day or two before the session actually went through. And I'd already forgot most of the conversation me and Tony had had about Cordera being a female and like anything to do with her. I just remember I pulled my Discord up and I had the character sheet link right there. So I loaded it up. And I remember, the only thing I do remember that I specifically had remembered then was you had said between me and, was it Hacksaw who played?
So,
I remember you said one of us was a female and I forgot who. So that's how I came around to the basis of me fucking up and saying, oh, acting like a male. And then afterwards, Hacksaw, funnily enough, played in and went, wait, aren't you sister, if I remember correctly? And that's when it clicked to me, everything came back of the conversation, and I just played it off because I realized that my character wasn't the smartest. And I thought it was a good way to add in an extra element, which was not meant to be there for comedic value, but was just to add kind of more depth as well as interest, is the way I'd see it. Because personally, I didn't mind playing a female nor a male. It didn't make too much of a difference to me. I'm comfortable in either role in that sense.
So
when I fucked up, it's like just combine the two.
So for me, like when I was listening back on the episodes and doing the editing and stuff, like I personally didn't take it in the way that was stated by our listener, you know, saying that they were confused if it was being jokingly or not. I took it in the way that Eli is stating here, that because of how poor his intelligence was with this character and the fact that his character is not smart at all, like, period. It was designed to be at the intelligence level of a 3-year-old. He played it off perfectly, in my opinion, stating that, hey, like, I don't know the difference between genders. Like, I don't understand what that means. And Hacksaw added on to that because he was playing the brother of Eli and played it off that because both of them were not mentally at that point of intelligence, that they played it off better than I thought that they were going to play it as, honestly.
The way I saw it from my perspective was just simply, I made a mistake, and rather than having to like restart an episode or anything like that, try and play it off so that it seemed not intentional, but to a point where it wasn't like a restart, is what I'm getting at.
Right.
So I tried to make it into the character, despite actually never playing D&D or anything like that, or having any sort of experience in this. I tried to make it seem less like a mistake, which might have been the reason it might have come off as it seeming jokingly. And that was partly down just to the fact that I was nervous, to be honest. So,
I will say that this in general was not only a learning experience for all of them, because again, that all three of my players are new players. They're having to learn on the fly on how to play D&D, not knowing anything beforehand other than the very little that they've may have heard or seen from other people playing it just briefly. Mayhem being one of those people, because he is doing his own podcast, doing a Destiny style RPG element, and he's having to learn not only how to play your typical original 5e D&D, but then turn right around and teach himself how to play the Destiny RPG that just recently came out within not too long ago, if memory serves me correctly. But I personally am quite proud to have these three players here and have them go through this experience of learning how to play, because D&D is one of those games that people put like a label on it, and it's either one of those things that you know you're going to like immediately, or you're just like shunned by it and you think that it's a waste of time or whatever. But here we are with three brand new players who have never played before, and they've stated multiple times that every time that they've come to record these episodes for this podcast, they have a fantastic time with it. And the fact that they're putting so much effort into it and so much work into it makes me as a DM proud to have these people here and be able to do this. But then on the flip side of things, we intentionally never, not in a million years, would ever have the contemplation of making fun of, taunting, or saying anything negative towards an individual that is in this situation of the transgender side of things or anything like that. We don't have that type of mentality. We respect and accept everybody from all backgrounds, no matter what background you are, you know, and we're going to welcome you with open arms, just as we would with anybody else. So don't take these two episodes into thinking that we are making fun of anyone who is listening to this or saying anything negative, because we're not. This was more of a pure learning experience for all of my characters and all of my players, and the fact that they were able to make it and turn it into something that I did not expect and play it off perfectly, like, I feel proud as a DM being able to state that I'm happy to have these people here and be able to do those types of things and exceed my expectations.
I would also like to add in, this is a personal opinion of mine, but the way my ideology behind everything is, if you're at it, then nothing else really matters.
Exactly. Like, it's
my ideology, as well as I would also like to add on, personally, Cordero, I've played two characters in total, one being Norbit, one being Cordero. And I'll be straight up 100%, Cordero is my favorite out of the two of those. I had the most fun playing as, well, her. And that's just as simple as it is. I will, first of all, apologize if anyone does get offended by that. That's not the intention at all. It was a simple mistake that turned into a character development. And there's, I can't really say what else apart from that is I'm personally happy that I played her as I did, because I feel like not a lot of people, especially in D&D, have gone to a point where they've played a transgender character, because just simply down is it's not a common thing. And I feel like that did add a lot of depth, which was good for the session, as well as to kind of broaden people's horizon on that. Because if you look at it from my standpoint of, people are gonna hear the podcast and hear that Cordero is transgender, and they are either gonna enjoy that character more because of that, and maybe feel a bit more open to the idea of it, which is kind of what my end goal intention was after the first episode is Cordero. So,
Mayhem messaged me saying that he wanted to say some things. So Mayhem, go ahead and take it away, brother. You're more than welcome to say whatever you want to say, brother.
Yo, thanks, man. So Tony and Eli have done a really good job of explaining what the intention behind the character of Cordero was. And when we started playing the Cobalt arc of the campaign, the whole confusion around Cordero's gender identification, you know, how they identified themselves, from my point of view as playing as Rhaegar, it was like out of complete confusion between all players and the DM. You know, there was a lot of accidental like changes of gender alignment or Quidditch, and like just in generic conversation. And then Eli played that off as just utter confusion on behalf of Quidditch as well, as he's already stated. So me looking at it as well, I thought it was just complete slip of the tongue. And then, you know, it just, they sort of rolled with it, and they kept on going with it, and they kept on going with it. And, you know, you've heard Eli confirming that, and you've heard Tony backing that up as well. And just to reiterate, you know, as Tony said, none of us would ever do or say anything that would offend the LGBTQ plus community. You know, we love you guys. We love everybody. And as Eli has already said, his personal ideology is that as long as you're happy, then, you know, nothing else fucking matters. You know, happiness is the only thing that really matters in this world, especially at a time like this. And, you know, on behalf of anybody who possibly did get offended by that, then, you know, we all apologize. We never meant to upset anybody. It's the last thing we wanted to do. This is a comedy D&D podcast, as you've heard Tony saying quite a few times already. You know, we want to make you laugh. We want to brighten your day. And, you know, the last thing we want to do is upset anybody. So, you know, Tony's already said it. If anybody did get upset about it, then we do apologize. Just please realize that it wasn't our intention.
He's not here to defend himself because, again, he's at work. But for those that don't know, so Hacksaw is my closest friend. He's been my longtime friend. We went to high school together, and I was more than thrilled to know that he was wanting to join in on this podcast. But for those that don't know, honestly, Hacksaw's pansexual. So to me, in my mindset, that my best friend who is of that mindset of being pansexual and within that LGBT community, you know, that I never in my entire life would ever go in and make fun of or insult or say anything negative towards that community. You know, I have my opinions just like anybody else, but I'm not going to initially do or say any harm to any individual, period, about any of that stuff. Now, if you want to sit down and have a serious discussion with me about that topic, then I would be more than happy to do so, and I'm going to do so to show you the respect that you deserve and show you a kindness that not a lot of people in today's age, especially in 2020 right now, are going to show you. That's just how I see things, you know? So having a friend that's within that community, a best friend that's within that community, and then having people like you guys who listen to these episodes who may be part of that community as well, I'm going to treat you with the same respect that I'm going to treat with anybody else. And the intentions of what we're discussing here with this character was not meant to cause harm to any of you or to anyone else who will hear these episodes. This was simply done out of the spur of the moment, as we've already stated. And it ended up becoming a character development that, yes, that it was humorous at times because of the situations that they were put in into certain parts of the episodes because of the way that it was worded. But it was never, those humor aspects were never intended to offend you or cause you harm. It was simply done out of character development on an individual, that individual being Eli here, who cleverly and perfectly, in my opinion, did so and made it to where that you heard it himself from himself that he enjoys playing that character more than he's playing as Norbit. And he's played more episodes with Norbit than he has with Quidditch. He only got to play two episodes of Quidditch And then it's over. And that session was, that one shot that I created for them is over. It's done. He's back to being Norbit now as of episode 4. And once episode 4 comes around, he's going to remain Norbit for the entire rest of the campaign. So that should tell you a lot right there from an individual such as Eli, that if he enjoyed playing that character for only 2 episodes more than the character that he himself created and designed for an entire campaign's worth, you've got to realize that he personally, nor I, nor Mayhem or Hacksaw, ever intended to do any kind of harm towards anybody of that community.
I would also like to just add in real quick. You will see in the next episode how I also carry on developing Cordera, and I'm not gonna spoil anything like that. But you will see how, like, in the next episode after the first one is Cordera, you'll see how I develop them all, and then you'll see on the episode after that as well how much I actually genuinely liked playing as Cordera and cared for that character as a character.
I'll go ahead and, like, this bonus episode is going to hopefully be in between episode 3 and 4 if I can't make it to where that this episode happens before episode 2 and 3. So I'll kind of go ahead and briefly talk about episode 3 and 4. Yeah. So in episode 3, he did completely delve into that personality of, you know, not knowing his gender because of the fact of the intelligence aspect. So he fully delved into that and created this character that I didn't intend for it to be, but became better, in my opinion, because of it being Eli playing this character. But he developed the Quadira in episode 3, I think it was, that I just released yesterday or the day before yesterday as of this episode. But in episode 3, they go and fight Vorak, and not only did he play his character in the aspect of combat, but then when it got around to once they defeated Vorak and had the conversation towards the end between Quadira and Andoran, where Andoran handed Quadira a flower. That moment was when I knew that this entire campaign that we're going to be going on was going to be probably the best D&D session that I've ever had, honestly.
You will see that a couple of interesting things do happen with Cordera. And like I said before, keep in mind when you're listening to the next episode that I am a very forgetful person. So me switching back and forth between Cordera being classed as a male or a female at the current time of the story is going to go back and forth because I just keep forgetting. And I'm trying
that's initially what I took it as. I thought you were just like, you were forgetting the character you were supposed to be playing.
He honestly was, but he played it off so perfectly, though. He kept forgetting that it was actually a she.
Like, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not down to any insult. It's just Eli's got a shit memory.
Straight up, Eli has a terrible memory, IRL-wise. And he took it as a learning experience and rolled with it and created this awesome character that he himself just stated twice that he likes better than Norbit. And funny enough, Norbit has amnesia. So if he's playing a character that has memory loss and he likes the other character better, you know for a fact that he absolutely 100% had no intentions of insulting anybody.
Oh, no, 100% I did not. So here's the thing, right, is I'll give a quick example. My best mate, Kurt, I've known him over 10 years. I still, to this day, forget his birthday. But if you was up to ask me an Easter egg on Call of Duty Black Ops Zombies, I could tell you every step. My memory is very selective, and very forgetful in the parts that it isn't selected. So when I genuinely say I kept forgetting that Cordero was meant to be female or male, I was just playing her as a character. I wasn't looking at her as a specific gender, which is something that I think I should probably say. When I play a character, as I'm sure you'll be acquainted with eventually, is I just make it my own. I just roll with it. Whatever mistakes I make, whatever successes I make with it, I'll keep rolling with it. And I'll just keep going and going and going until eventually either I don't get to play that character anymore or something happens to that character. So, like, I don't mean to offend anyone with the way I played Cordero or the way that I stated she was. It's just simply down to I've got a shit memory, and rather than being like, oh, fuck, I made a mistake, can we redo it? I just rolled with it. And to be honest, like I said, I accepted that I'd made a mistake and fully delved into Cordero being, well, transgender in the end. And I enjoyed her more because she had that development to her. She felt more real than, for instance, it's like looking at a 3D image to a 2D image. That's the biggest difference between Cordero being just Cordero and then me adding that character statement to it.
I will honestly say that that was probably the perfect analogy, because, like, for me, when I created that character, for me, I saw a 2D image, and then Eli made it into a 3D image with 4K resolution, and I personally could not have been happier. Now, I will say that that episode 4, you will get to see her as an NPC briefly because of them going back to their original characters. Matter of fact, you'll get to see Quadira and Andoran again for a brief short period of time. But all four characters, Skits, Andoran, Quadira, and Chillax, will all reappear as NPCs again later on, towards, not really at the end of the campaign, but close to it. I had big plans intentionally for those four characters to somewhere that my players are going to have to go to. And I got the idea from this, from another podcast, that was, it's my personal favorite, but not another D&D podcast. I got the idea from them. So if those guys ever hear this and ever want to go in and message me and say, hey, like, we enjoy your stuff, or, like, talk to me or whatever, like, feel free to. But you guys are the reason that I was able to get up the nerve to even start the podcast and create this world for my three players. And yeah, a lot of your ideas do transfer over into what I essentially did with what I'm doing. But I will say that my players are in for a real treat when they meet those four players again, or those four characters again. And it's going to be a really fun ride. Let's just say that. I'm really excited to have them experience this adventure and do so in a way that is not only, again, a learning experience for the three players, but even for myself as a DM, and get better as we go along. Because, you know,
yeah, 100%.
But anything you guys want to say before we end this episode? Because all I really wanted to do here was take a few moments to just kind of briefly tell our listeners, is like, hey, look, it's where we know we're a comedy podcast. We do put a disclaimer up before every episode just in case the situation does happen. And we are willing to take the time out of our days to go in and do something like we're doing now and kind of explain things a little bit better so that we can continue to have your support and make sure that we keep you guys happy, though, for those that are listening.
I think there's just one last thing I'd like to add in to do with the whole Cordera situation.
Sure.
And that is, I might not have the deepest voice, right? But I do have a male voice, and when I play a character, I kind of see my, I look at myself as that character. So you'll notice, which is somehow, I don't know, might have got a couple of laughs out of people, so this might have been part of the reason people got offended, was when I tried to put on a voice to imitate like and speak as Cordera, I completely fuck it up.
Well, I think, like, so the person in...
Oh, yeah. You tried to put on a deeper voice. No, you tried to put on, like, a more high-pitched voice, and it went fucking deeper.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm
saying.
So, honestly, I will say that I'll kind of briefly mention what was talked about in the message that was sent to me by the individual in question that was asking about it. So, she basically stated that, it wasn't, like, the voice or the character itself. It was more of, like, at those moments where, like, between Hacksaw and Eli, where they were going, like, oh, I'm sister. No, you're brother. No, I'm brother. No, you're sister. Or whatever. Like, yeah. It was at those moments that they were kind of questioning about, because, like, they didn't quite really understand where you guys were coming from with doing that. That's why it was more the lines of, like, they personally were not offended by what was done. It was they were questioning about it and stating, is like, hey, like, you know, we don't make those types of jokes in my community, but I just have to ask, like, you know, just in case.
Got you. Well, to expand on that a little bit, to kind of more directly answer the question, the way I would say about that is, like Tony said, they're not the smartest of, like, people, or, well, kobolds, so they are quite, well, dumb, really, and as I'm sure you can tell, in it, Hacksaw is kind of like the smarter one out of the two at times, and that's why he recognizes Cordera as what the character was meant to be made as a female, while I'm an idiot in real life, and that's where it fucked up. So yeah, pretty much, I'm trying to go back and forth between the character being a male and a female, trying to remember which one it is, as well as also trying to make it so I'm not looking like I'm fucking it up every 10 minutes. While Hacksaw's trying to, like, kind of help me play it off without making it seem like it's such a big fuck-up. And to be honest, I personally am really happy it went like that, because, like I've stated, Cordera is, like, easily my favourite character, and as many times as I play D&D from this point on, I don't think I'll find a character as unique as Cordera that I'll have as much fun playing. And I guess that's just where I'm going to leave it up for me personally. I think if no matter what you are, is if you're happy, then fuck everyone else. Don't give a fuck about what everyone else's opinions are.
Just before we wrap up this little bonus episode, I just want to say that as far as playing Rhaegar is concerned, I've had an absolute blast, because there's been moments in this where, like, things have panned out that I couldn't even imagine that they were going to pan out the way that they were. Just to give you guys I'll give you guys a little incentive. We may only have episodes 1, 2, and 3 uploaded right now, but stick around, okay? Because there's going to be an episode coming up, probably in about 8, maybe 9 episodes time, which I know it sounds a long way away, but trust me, you guys are going to want to stick around for this, because I swear to God, you guys are going to laugh at Rhaegar just as much as these assholes, aka Eli, Tony, and Hacksaw, did whilst we were recording it. Yeah. And they already know what episode I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know specifically exactly which one.
It is the one episode of D&D or a tabletop role-playing game that I have been involved in where I legitimately wanted to throw my PC.
I do have to ask, though, because, like, you know, Eli mentioned it with Cordera, saying that, you know, for him, Cordera was his absolute favorite thing that he did so far. But I do have to ask, what did you think of playing as Andoran, knowing that the way that Eli played his played Quadira as a transgender, how did you feel about playing as Andoran?
Okay, so I don't think Andoran was quite as complex a character as Quadira. You know, it was never explicitly said that Andoran was part of the LGBT community or had any sort of personality traits that were as complex as that. The only complexity that I was given beforehand was the notion that he was an absolute coward. Now, there is one moment where I think I played that off unintentionally, and if I did manage to pull that off, then I'm happy about that. But in terms of playing him, like, conscientiously as a coward, I don't think I did the greatest of jobs with that. It was great playing as Andoran, but I think I definitely prefer playing as Rhaegar.
I'm not going to lie that he says that about Andoran, but in episode 2, when he goes to the marketplace and he goes and to get the fireworks and go to the meat shop, way that he played that, and I'm not saying this to pick on him because I've done enough of that with what happened at the fireworks shop, but the way that he played it off for those two areas in the marketplace was absolutely spot on as to how I built Andoran, because again, he was told only just in a brief message that Andoran is supposed to be the leader of that party of the four characters that you guys got to see. He was their quote unquote leader, but he was a full on coward. Like, he would go and put his party members to the death before he goes and does anything regarding, like, fighting an individual, getting into an argument with an individual, so on and so forth, right? So he's the more passive character. He's the one that's like, I would rather just have us sit down with a cup of tea, talk it out like two civilized individuals, rather than pull out my sword and kill the thing, you know? And he played it off perfectly.
I personally agree with that. I think he played it very well because, like, when you think of a leader, you think of someone strong, up front, and commanding, don't you? And I feel like he played that side of Andoran really well because he was already used to it with Rhaegar, to a sense. But then when it came to the coward bit, obviously, Mayhem's not really that tight. He doesn't play them type of characters often, from my understanding, so he wasn't used to it. But the way he did it fit in perfectly with someone trying to act all high and mighty and then immediately running away. I think he did a very good job of it personally, and in a sense added almost a sense of shallowness but like confidence to the character in a weird way.
Yeah, I tried, but like I said, you know, from my point of view, I don't know how well I succeeded in that.
I think you succeeded perfectly in playing exactly the way that I designed him.
100%.
But we'll kind of leave it at that. For those that are listening to this and to any future episodes, I personally, as the DM and creator of the Dirty 20, greatly appreciate all the support that you guys have given us so far. Hopefully this will ease your mind as to what we just talked about. If you guys have any questions, any further questions like this, if we say something or do something stupid like, you know, like was discussed here, please don't feel like that you can't message us. Like, we are very open people. We would be happy to talk to you guys about any of the stuff that goes on. But I will say that, you know, after these two episodes of playing, you know, Quadira and Andoran and the kobolds and stuff, you know, we learned from those, and we see our mistake that we did make after this fine individual who did message me, you know, that she was very kind about it. She was very polite and to talking about, you know, her situation and saying about, like, why it is that she thought the way that she thought. And I personally, for that individual who hopefully will listen to this episode here, because we are doing it specifically because of her and maybe others who will message us after this, who will probably have that mindset. We love you guys. We really do. We absolutely adore you guys. We thank you all from the bottom of our heart, and we hope that this episode that that we're doing right here, right now, was very simplistic, very easy to understand, and hopefully it eased your mind, and we hope that you will continue to support the Dirty 20 and go and show us the love that you guys have already shown us. But thank you, Eli. Thank you, Mayhem, for the work that you've already put into this, and thank you for taking the time out of your day to come here and discuss with me about this situation that's arisen, and hopefully this will help everybody out.
Hey, listen, before we go, I'm fine with being here because I got to talk about Cordera and that made me happy, so I hope everyone enjoys future episodes, and like Tony said, these are not meant to offend anyone. They're meant to be for fun and to put a smile on people's faces, and we do appreciate all of you. All
right, guys. All right. Peace out. Love you guys. And we'll see you in the next episode.